Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
PJ Glasser, Denton Day, Sunday's Bets here on the BetQL Network. Hour number three, we're with you guys until 4 o'clock Eastern time. It's time to talk some college basketball. We've been monitoring some of the games going on. Denton, FAU's making a little bit of a run. It's 73-62 right now with 6.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. They're down by as many as 25. Now it's only 11. Again, sign of a good team. Final Four team last year, got a chance to trim it to single digits as John L. Davis will go to the free throw line for a couple of shots. But I thought my FAU +8.5 ticket was absolutely dead. Al's making a little bit of a charge here. Right now on the live line, it is currently off the board, but FAU trailing by 11. So, Denton, what do you think? I got a chance of cashing that ticket.
There's a chance.
There's a chance. Are you... Are you doubling down on Purdue? Are you going to take them on the money line -135 or -1.5 against Ohio State?
I don't think so. I'm not going to get robbed by Purdue twice. So I'll stick with the 8.5. If it hits, we'll celebrate. If it doesn't hit, I will mercilessly trash talk them until the end of the show. So I feel like that's a pretty fair trade-off.
It's almost March, so, you know, it'd be fitting to just trash talk Purdue, you know, just get ahead of it while it already starts. We're getting ready to talk some college basketball. Let's start with Purdue, Denton. UConn, just absolutely dominating performance yesterday against Marquette. Top five matchup yesterday. We're going to talk with Gavin Keefe coming up. UConn just continues to roll. They're obviously trying to go back-to-back, and they are looking every bit the part. The favorite right now, deservedly so. They really don't have any weaknesses, it looks like. They certainly have the team with the least amount of question marks. But what about Purdue? I mean, they're the number one overall seed right now if the tournament started today. Their resume is incredible. We've seen this year after year, though, it feels like, from Purdue. Denton, are you finally buying in to this season with Purdue?
So I do have a futures bet on Purdue winning the national championship. I'm almost kicking myself a little bit, PJ. I feel like I should have maybe waited, because if they lose to Ohio State today, I think those odds would have gotten better. I got them at 7-1. I do feel like there is some element of UVA in this team, right? Everyone clowned them last year because they lost to the 16 seed Fairleigh Dickinson. And when UVA did that to UMBC, they came back and won the championship. It wasn't exactly the most beautiful, fun to watch championship win, but they won the championship nonetheless. Maybe I'm talking myself into that more than I should, but I'm at least trying to force myself to think that Purdue has a little bit of UVA in them. I like their guard play significantly more this year. I think their guards are more comfortable, and more importantly, I think their guards aren't afraid to shoot in an NCAA tournament game, which is what took place last year against Fairleigh Dickinson. So I am buying them at least a little bit.
So my thing with the Virginia-Purdue comps, and we're going to hear a lot of them, especially once we get into the tournament, and how could you not? They're the only 2-1 seeds to lose to 16. Virginia obviously brought a lot of returning players back from that team that lost. They went on to win the title. Purdue's brought a lot of returning players from last year's teams that lost, and they're going to be amongst one of the favorites to win the title. That Virginia team, though, had some Team of Destiny feel to them, and maybe this year's Purdue team is that way, too, but I think we forget, like, Virginia, just how many games during that run they were so fortunate to win. Oddly enough, one of those games was against Purdue when Carson Edwards, like, could not miss against them. You had that ball get tipped all the way back. Diabate makes that shot to send them to the Final Four. Then you have in the Final Four against Auburn, Kyle Guy gets fouled on a 3-point attempt, makes all three free throws. National Championship, they were down three with like 20 seconds left. DeAndre Hunter hits a three to send it to overtime. So, look, it was one of those magical years for Virginia. They got fortunate in three games. Usually, if you're going to win a title, you only have like one survive and advance game, or else that stuff catches up with you. Maybe this is Purdue's year, but I don't know, Denton. I can't get there. Usually, more often than not in sports, I'm the kind of guy that if you're a team, if you're a franchise organization that has not been able to get over the hump, and even though all the metrics are telling you like this year's team can do it, I need you to show me. That's why I was so hesitant on the Detroit Lions all year. They were favored to win their division. They were amongst the top teams in the NFC. I could just never get there with Detroit. I needed them to show me that they could do it. Then they ended up winning the NFC North, and I was like, okay, good step here. Then they won a game against the Rams when they probably got outplayed, and I was like, okay, here we go again. Then in the NFC Championship game, they were up 17 points against San Francisco and should have made it to the Super Bowl. That's why going into this year in the NFL, if somebody wants to talk me into Detroit making the Super Bowl, especially if they upgrade that passing defense, I can get behind that and say, you know what? I absolutely think Detroit could potentially make the Super Bowl. So that's where I am with Purdue. No question, their talent is good enough. It's funny. I think if you took Purdue off of the front of the jersey and if you took their team and, you know, it was any other team, then people would maybe get behind it. But then they're going to have so much pressure on them. They have the best player in the sport in Zach Edey. They learned from last year's tournament. And I just worry when these games get late in March Madness, like they always do, and everybody in the arena who's not rooting for Purdue is going to go towards the underdog, and they start feeling that pressure. They don't have NBA guards. And are they just going to go back to their old typical Purdue ways of choking in the tournament? It's remained to be seen, but I can't get there with Purdue. I can't do it.
I understand where you're coming from, but I've hitched my money to the wagon, so I'm going to root for it until the wheels fall off, whether that be against a 16 seed again or fingers crossed way later than that. I don't know if I have them in my bracket necessarily, but I do think that this year they're poised for much more of a run. I mean, Matt Painter can't keep losing early.
No, he can't. I mean, this has got to be the year that that they get it done. What about Houston, Denton? What are your thoughts on the Cougars? It feels like they've had the same team the last like 3 or 4 years. They're number one in KenPom always. They're number one in defense always. All the advanced metrics just love this team. My biggest question with Houston is when they get those games in the tournament where they're going to have to score 80, 85 to win and they can't rely on their defense, can they get it done? And I haven't seen it yet to be able to definitively say that, yes, I think they can. So what are your thoughts on Houston in the tournament?
My thoughts are a question. Who's their closer? Like you mentioned needing to score 80 points. If they need a bucket or they need a couple of a string of really good possessions, right? Let's say it's a tie game. Maybe you're down to, maybe you're up to. and you're late in the game with 90 seconds to play, who are you putting the ball in the hands of that you trust to go and get a good possession that's going to result in points?
Yeah, I mean, it would probably be LJ Crier. Yeah, it would be LJ Crier. Like, it would probably be the guy. Yeah, from Baylor. I mean, he would be the one that comes to mind. You know, Jamal Shedd's been there a while. I like their guards. They just have a problem scoring when they get to the tournament. And I don't know if this collection of guys can get it done. Like, one of the teams I'm high on this year, Denton, is Tennessee. And Rick Barnes is another one of those coaches. He's a lot like Matt Painter. He's got the regular season figured out. The metrics love his teams always, but they get to the tournament and they always fall short. What I like about Tennessee, though, is that they can score this year. And you know the defense is always going to be there, but they got an NBA player in Dalton Connect. And they got some shooters around him, which I like. It's going to be important for the other guys around Connect to be good in the tournament. But there's just something different about Tennessee when I watch them. Like, they can put the ball in the basket this year, and that's always a concern when you watch a Rick Barnes team. So, you know, where, like, I watch Houston, and I have the same questions about them. Can they win games in the 80s? Like, I don't have that fear as much. Certainly it could happen, but I don't have that fear as much with this year's Tennessee team. So I like the Vols. Depending on how the bracket breaks out, I could see myself putting them in the Final Four. What are your thoughts on Tennessee?
I like Tennessee more than I like Houston because of the scoring element that you mentioned, and because of Dalton Connect. They have a guy that if you need someone to go into we are not losing mode. There needs to be a better acronym for that. I'll come up with one. But go into we are not losing mode and just take the game over in the final couple minutes of the game. I do think he is that kind of player. So I like Tennessee a little bit more, but I don't know if I love Tennessee to win the entire thing. There's something about them. They need to prove to me, sort of what you said with Purdue. I kind of have that same feeling with Tennessee. I like Rick Barnes, but I don't know if I'll ever be able to mentally get over the hurdle that he had Kevin Durant and DJ Augustine and didn't really advance that far in the NCAA tournament. So he's going to need to prove to me, he's going to need to prove to the college basketball fandom as a whole that they can win close games in the NCAA tournament when the lights are the brightest you're going to find.
That's totally fair. And even though they have the makeup of a team that can win the national title, usually what you want to look for is teams that are top 20 in offense and defensive efficiency in college basketball. As of right now, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 6 teams that fit that. Houston, Connecticut, Purdue, who we've all talked about, Tennessee, North Carolina, and then Arizona is the other one as well. But I'm with you on Tennessee. I don't know if I'd pick them to win the national title, but I certainly would pick them to advance to the Final Four, depending on how their draw shakes out. The team that's really growing on me, and I got a chance to watch them yesterday, Denton, is Illinois. They played against Maryland. I like Illinois, man. And again, another one of those teams, another one of those programs with Brad Underwood, who has had some good teams in the past with Io DeSumo and Kofi Coburn. And you're wondering, if he couldn't get it done with those teams, can he get it done with this one? What I like about Illinois is their 4 best players are all seniors. Terrence Shannon Jr., Marcus Domas, Coleman Hawkins, Quincy Gurrier. Right? In an era in college basketball where it's one and done, I know we're dealing with all this COVID year stuff and all that, but they got veteran guys. They're all seniors. They can score. And what I loved about the game last night against Maryland was Maryland must have cut the game, Denton, to 2 points like 10 times. And that's not an exaggeration. They kept getting it within one possession time and time and time again. And Illinois would not let them tie the game or take the lead. Every time Maryland got it close, Illinois would have an answer every single time. And as you know, in the tournament, it's a game of runs. There are going to be runs by both sides, and you're going to have to withstand that. For Illinois to do that on the road in a good environment against a Maryland team that's always good at home, that stood out to me. So they got good guards, man, like Domask and Shannon, that 1-2 punch. They got veterans, as I mentioned, experience. They can score. They're 5th offensively in KenPom. One thing that concerns me a little bit is their defense. They're ranked 45th in defense, but they could put the ball in the hole. And with that veteran leadership that they have, they can make free throws. And the ability that I saw with them to just withstand those momentum-changing runs, that's a team for me where the stock is certainly up. And you know me, I could not be more anti-Big Ten. I don't want anything to do with the Big Ten in the tournament ever, unless it's Izzo and Michigan State. But Illinois, depending on their draw, Denton, that could be a team that I could see. I could pick them to go pretty far.
You know who I like now after Saturday? Saturday, for me, was a very important game for one particular team to prove to me that they can win on the road. And really to prove to themselves that they can win on the road. And they did it, and that's Kansas. Because if you would have asked me on Thursday, I would have told you, until I was blue in the face, stay away from Kansas. The fact that they cannot win, even against average Big 12 teams on the road, is baffling to me. Watching what Texas Tech did to them, I guess it was last week, right? It was like Tuesday. Watching what Texas Tech did to them on Tuesday was embarrassing. An unranked Texas Tech team beating one of the top teams in the nation, one of the most talented teams in the nation, by 30. Like, I know it was at Texas Tech, but by 30 points. It was never even a close game. So Kansas going on the road to Oklahoma, a ranked team, and getting the victory, I hope that kind of puts them on the right track. Now, I did bet on Kansas, by the way. I had them laying 1.5. That number was really short. But I was like, all right, if they're a favorite on the road based on what they've done on the road this season, I'm going to take them because that means Vegas knows something I don't, and I'm going to rock with Vegas there. But I hope that kind of got them back on track because they are incredibly talented. And Hunter Dickinson is kind of a weirdo and not like the easiest dude in the world to root for, but he is exceptionally talented. If they are playing good basketball in March, I mean, you talk about a team getting hot. I don't know if there are many teams in college basketball that have a higher ceiling than Kansas, so long as they realize they're allowed to win away from Lawrence.
So Kansas obviously was the preseason number one team. They have talent, no doubt about it. Their starting five might be as good as any starting five in the country. My questions with them have been injuries have kind of hurt them all year. They have guys that are in and out of the lineup constantly. Depth. And they're scoring on offense. So you bring up the Texas Tech game, and that is why I don't like Kansas in the tournament. Bill Self's their head coach, and he might be the best coach in college basketball. You could see a performance like Oklahoma coming just because you get blown out. That was a Monday game. You don't play again until Saturday against Oklahoma. You could see them kind of bouncing back. I just think in the tournament, obviously, it's one and done. And I think we're going to get more so kind of performances out of them in the Texas Tech game than we did in Oklahoma. We're going to talk some more college basketball coming back. Gavin Keith is going to join us to talk about the number one team in the land, UConn Huskies, here on Sunday's Bets. PJ Glasser, Denton Day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.